And WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the country wakes up, eyes are on Los Angeles, where protests over ICE roundups escalated all weekend long, especially after President Trump called up the National Guard. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
It has gone on all night. Even at 2 o'clock in the morning, LAPD officers were reporting in that they were having rocks thrown at them and fireworks shot at them. There was some looting that went on overnight. While arrests were made, in many cases, all police could do was just keep pushing the crowd around downtown. People using everything from dumpsters to park benches as barricades as they battled the police, throwing concrete and fireworks at them.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the presence of the National Guard only made the situation worse. President Trump's ban on travel for people from 12 countries is now in effect. 7 countries are under a partial travel ban as well. Russia launching 479 drones at Ukraine in the biggest overnight drone attack of the 3-year war. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. 100 Vietnam War veterans will board the Yellow Ribbon Honor Flight to Washington, D.C. as part of EAA Air Ventures' annual salute to veterans. The veterans will travel to the nation's capital on July 25th to tour war memorials at no cost to them. At the conclusion of the Friday afternoon air show, thousands of people will welcome the veterans home as they return to Oshkosh. The 72nd annual EAA Air Venture Fly-In Convention is July 21st through 27th at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh. An 18-year-old Menominee Falls man died after rolling his UTV in Marinette County over the weekend. Marinette sheriff's officials say Gabrielle Avila Neuheisel was on a dirt trail on private property when he lost control and was thrown from the UTV. He was not wearing a seatbelt or a helmet. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled a charity does not have to pay state unemployment taxes, overruling a decision by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Catholic Charities Bureau has paid Wisconsin unemployment taxes for about 50 years, according to the State Journal, even though other faith groups are exempt. State officials argued that the group didn't qualify for that exemption because its work doesn't include religious teachings and it uses mostly public money. The charity says its disability services are motivated by religious beliefs. The State Journal reports President Donald Trump's administration gave feedback in favor of the Catholic Charities Bureau and won. Wisconsin officials worry that making the Bureau exempt from paying into unemployment taxes would mean other businesses do too if they have any religious affiliation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a series against the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. The crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddy Peralta allowed just one hit, no runs, through 6 innings, 90 pitches, and thought about going back out in the 7th.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but same time, we took the decision that it was good enough for the day and just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the 7th, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, you know, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us. But you don't do that this time of the year.
In golf, the team of Darren Clark and Thomas Bjorn, the winners at the American Family Championship at TPC Wisconsin. Steve Stricker's team in second place, but says he's looking at a possible MRI for some injuries. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit warmer with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, oil and gas industry expert Matt Randolph, also known as Mr. Global, will be here to talk about all things energy in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday morning. I'll tell you what, folks. You want to win some cool stuff? Well, it is our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets are $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation.
All right, and this keyword, this hour's keyword is lawn. L-A-W-N, lawn. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Choose WISS or WGBW. And use the text button to send the keyword lawn for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
Again, this hour you're playing for $100 cash, and the keyword is lawn, L-A-W-N. You've got till the end of the hour, and you want to text in for two reasons. You could win, and also Jim and John look good. So the more texts
we
get,
look good.
Yeah, the boss will be happy with
right.
that.
So. Nice. And that's Todd.
Exactly.
So, yes.
All right. Hey, I'll tell you what's fun this summer. Going to the YMCAs throughout Northeast Wisconsin. We've got Eric Gorder, Group Vice President, Greater Green Bay YMCA, and Emily Smith, Executive Director of Financial Development. Good morning, Eric and Emily.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. You guys look like white people, don't they?
When they walked in, it's
is
like,
that
okay,
part of the
I know.
Deal?
Yeah.
Before they hire somebody,
donuts
you gotta
are under
look
the table.
Part.
I know, right?
Wow. Man.
They give you a t-shirt when you start.
How you guys doing? How's it going so far this summer?
Good. We've got a busy summer going on.
You got a lot of stuff going on, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, okay, when you say the why, let's be honest. How many whys are we talking about? It used to be there was the why, and it was downtown Green Bay, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that was like the why, and now it's like you guys have branched out so, and it just keeps growing and growing, doesn't it?
It does. We have 6 whys in the Green Bay area,
wow.
And then 18 whys in Northeast Wisconsin if we go as far south as Fond du Lac and north to Marinette and Door County.
That's fantastic.
Wow, that is. That's great. And I think one of the reasons they're so successful is because of the programming. And I know we're going to talk about the summer. You have stuff going on all the time, all year. But what something new this summer? Or?
Agreed. Well, we have our summer block parties coming up. Eric, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So each summer, center holds a block party. It's a community event. It's free for anyone in the community, members or non-members. We do bounce houses, food, games, water, all that kind of stuff. And it's really meant just to as a thank you to the community for coming to our Y's and being
wow,
our members.
Nice.
We have one in June at our East Side location. We have one in July at our Broadview location, and one at our West Side Y in August. So we spread it out throughout the summer, and we usually get somewhere between 600 and 800 people that come to those.
Wow!
Wow! And to give us your website now, where people can look at it. We'll get through it again, later on. But what if we just want to find out what's going on?
If you go to our website, it's www.greenbayymca.org.
Okay, pretty simple.
Yep.
Are you guys affiliated with the father-daughter camp and all those things we did when
yeah.
we were?
Okay,
that's
yeah,
a lie.
So we also have a lot of really great summer programming. So camps. A lot of
those
camps.
Awesome.
So Camp Unalaya, which is up near Searing, Wisconsin.
Right.
That's our residential camp. Kids get to sleep overnight. We got trips that run up there. And then Camp Wabunzee, which is in Door County in Brussels, which is right on the bay. And that's our day camp. And we still have a lot of opportunities for people to schedule programming. I know a lot of parents out there that are still trying to figure out what to do with their kids this summer. So that's a great way to do that. And family programming.
So popular.
And a summer's got to include a sleepover in a cabin. You know what I mean? And
100%.
You guys do it right. Then with yeah. the ropes, there's just a lot of things that you do that are yeah. camping.
So. That's my favorite part of the summer is going up to camp. I'm sending my kid next week up
right.
there. So
yeah.
yeah.
What's been the secret for you guys for the why? I mean, there were so many health clubs or this or that, whatever. And you guys just keep thriving and some of the others kind of fall by the wayside. What is the secret of your success, truly?
If I had to pick two things that would be why we've been so successful. One is we meet the community where they're at. So every 3, 5, 7 years, the community changes, things arise, and we are there for them for that reason. But I think we also have opportunities from kids from 0 to 85 or 100. Like, we have programs for everybody.
Yeah.
I think our team engages them really well. We're very intentional in what we do for those age groups. And kind of like Jim had said, you know, we do it right. We do it right at all levels.
But you know what else you do? And you guys do come up with new things. You know, you stay with the times, whatever. But you also have such great traditional things where, yeah. like yourself, being mm-hmm. a parent now,
yeah.
or whatever, where it's like, I went through Unalaya, I went through that swim program, I went through whatever, and you keep those things where the parents are like, it's so awesome, my kids or even grandkids at this point have gone through those programs, true?
Yeah, there's a lot of tradition at the
yeah.
Y. You know, we have all of our swim programs, our youth sports programs. I mean, I learned to swim at the Broadview Y.
Everybody did, right?
Back when they when they called it, you know, minnow and shark
yep.
classes.
Yep.
My daughter just finally swam across the pool at the Broadview Y. And so there's a lot of tradition in that. And I think also just accessibility with all the number of programs that we offer, but also the price point for parents
right.
and the financial assistance we're able to offer, too.
Right.
I was just going to touch on that. I mean, mm-hmm. the swimming programs are great. And
yep.
Eastside and school kids go there. My kids, too, you know, lifeguards because of you guys, not because of me. The kids that can't maybe afford it, you know, we're always concerned about that. You talk about, Eric, the demographics changing. I mean, I think we have people in need here that, we always did, but I think some years there's more than others. And you give them some opportunities, right?
Yeah. So our mission of the Y is to make sure that we have access for all to our programming. So we run fundraising throughout the year, our annual campaign to raise the resources we need so that anyone who wants to participate in our programming can, regardless of whether they can pay a dollar or pay nothing. And we really make sure that that's available. We partner with a lot of community groups as well so that we can expand our reach.
Mm-hmm. I got a text here from one of my buddies who's, you know, probably in his 50s, and just let them know, I failed sailfish twice. Swim class, knob.
We do offer adult swim classes, as you know.
I know, yeah. We've talked about yeah. that.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
John's going to come in and get some adult swim classes with us
and
downtown.
Yes, I am.
So people that are a little bit
shut up, Todd.
I just want to say that I would have to do that if I was going to do the triathlon thing because mm-hmm. there you can swim across. You know, I'm not going to drown, but that's serious swimming. I mean, people kicking you in the head, and you really got to.
Yeah, and we
there's
can
people that do that. I know that people have gone to the Y. They've told me that, and they're like, "What are the
that's
Y?"
That's why I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, so you can learn how to swim, but there's also classes that would specifically focus on those strokes too. So maybe a little bit more advanced for someone looking to hone their skills on something more than just being able to tread water. So we have opportunities for those beginner triathlon classes. We work, like Emily said, with a lot of organizations in town, like Green Bay Multisport. They come in, they'll do lessons, they'll work with people looking to just pick a healthy path.
And I always appreciate what you did for lifeguards. I mean, we need lifeguards. You saw that one of the pools isn't open because we don't have enough lifeguards. But when you become one, that's a good job. And it's a good job when you go to college, too, because they need lifeguards there. Mm-hmm. So it's just, and you teach, or you taught all the kids at for the city, I know our lifeguards.
Yeah, and it goes so much further than just being a lifeguard. A lot of them, it's their first job. So they have
right.
to learn responsibility, you know, working with other people and different people in an organization. Again, we talked about engagement. They become some of the best friends of our members. They really enjoy being out there and getting to know the lifeguards. So it's a full scope spectrum for the lifeguards, especially at the YMCA, and obviously the impact it has on the whole city of Green Bay.
Right, right.
Well, how is it growth wise? I mean, you guys are never stagnant. You guys are always moving forward. What are the big projects this summer?
Yeah, we're very busy. Our branches are packed full of people. Our Westside YMCA is actually the busiest Y in the state of Wisconsin in terms of the number of people that are scanning in every single day.
Wow.
Yeah, so we beat out Milwaukee. We beat out Madison. It's a busy place. So, you know, I think, Eric, you want to speak to some of the kind of the programming that we're doing this summer beyond what we talked about?
Yeah, and I think to add to that, in the last 18 months, 2 years, we've opened two new YMCAs. You know, we call them more of an express location where they focus mainly on specific programming or fitness, but the four branches we had were too busy. We needed to expand to meet the community where they are at. So that, to answer your question on growth, it's been rather significant over the last 36 months.
You know, I think the only one that closed was my favorite one, and it was at the Lady of Charity Church right across from Southwest High School. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was our old Westside YMCA.
Yeah. Yeah. And on Saturday mornings, we would go to rent the gym. We'd have to knock on the nun's door, and she'd give us the basketballs. All the retired nuns live there. And it was like, neat. And then now you boys make sure to lock up when you leave.
Well, and this summer, we're celebrating the 100-year anniversary of our downtown YMCA, too.
Wow.
So it's been 100 years that building has been
built. Okay, you failed me in one thing, though. What did I ask you last time you were here?
To take you for swim lessons?
Besides that, other than that, if I could rent out that top room, remember?
Oh, yeah.
They cleaned it out.
They cleaned it out, right? Yeah.
I don't know if it's worthy of a party, but.
Yeah, I could live there.
Or live there.
All right.
We have so many things we'd love to do with that space, you know?
It just seems like such a great old, you talk about just architecture in downtown Green Bay. Yeah. I mean, just the facade of that is something to kind of really respect and pay homage to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that, if you did make that into housing, that's what it started at, too. You know what I mean? It's kind of a be full circle, but
I agree. I read about Packer players when they came to play for the Packers.
A lot of
that's where they lived.
There. Mm-hmm. Well, that was Youngman's
Christian. A lot of people in the community that have used that space to stay there for a night or for an extended period of time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You did archery up there for a little while. What are you going to do? Do you have any plans for that? I mean, that is a beautiful space.
Well, I think it's, you know, dependent on both, you know, if somebody were to suggest something to us on it, and also capacity and fundraising. I mean, it all comes down to fundraising and needs.
Money.
I mean, you know, we have some other critical capital needs that we need to address first, like our West Side, you know, is busting at the seams with folks. And then our Broadview YMCA, that pool, you know, it was quite a few years old. And so I heard a story from a donor that they were a kid swimming in that swimming pool at Broadview, and their dad came and picked them up to bring them home to watch man land on the moon. So that's how old that pool is. So
July of 1969.
Yes, we have some other things we need to address first, but that definitely is an untapped potential.
It's been talked about a lot, but you've got so much to go on. You said 18 Ys to manage. I mean, that's a lot of work. Do all your Ys have pools?
No.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Two we just opened, those Express Ys, they do not
That's
have
what I was going to ask. Yep. Okay, the Express Ys are a little more focused.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, financially, what are some of your projects coming up that you guys are going to be delving into? Because let's be honest, in these kind of days and times, fundraising is always there. You never shut the door on that.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep expanding.
Yeah. So our annual campaign, we're still raising money for that. That is the campaign that helps support things like youth scholarships, financial assistance for all of our programming, our Full Circle program, sending kids to camp on financial assistance.
Great.
And then also, I will say on that, we also have our golf outing coming up on June 23rd. That supports sending kids to camp. We have our summer block parties, as I mentioned. We are looking for sponsors for those to help make sure we have a really great party for people.
What would that entail? Because we can pub that as much as you want. What would you like for sponsorship?
Yeah, so we have different sponsorship levels ranging from $500 to $2,000. We're also, you know, looking for people who can help support so we can have food at our events and arts and crafts and just, you know, balloons and all the things for, like, when kids and families come out, they can have a great time.
Okay. Yeah. And how would they, like, if somebody wanted to donate, if somebody listening out there in their company or just personally, if they wanted to donate, how could they go about that?
Yep. So they can go to greenbayymca.org, and there is a page that has all the information how they can support on there. It directly links to my email, so you can email me.
Perfect.
Yep. Or you can walk into the downtown Y and ask for Emily.
Drop off a check.
But your website is easy to navigate. Like you said, there's programs in there, there's hours. Yep. And when you have all the different Ys, you kind of want to know, is this one? And I just want to compliment you on just the programs you have there for, you know, for us, for adults, but for kids too. There's just so many different things they can do. And address pickleball. Did you ever
We're
hear that?
We're going to keep you guys around, okay?
Okay.
This break.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
We'll get started. Quick break. We'll be back with more talking YMCA in Northeast Wisconsin. Back right after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-471-9773. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-471-9773, 800-471-9773. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com. That's 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Modern the Mayor here. Good looking Monday morning, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS. Of course, the Civic Media app.
I did not turn the camera on soon enough to get Emily dancing to the song. Oh. I'm sorry, I missed
it. Did you hear this, Emily?
I missed it.
I will tell you, if you ever put this on at the Y, people just go crazy. It's
well, and they put it in a pack.
They go crazy everywhere. Everywhere. That's yeah. If you want to get the if you're feeling a lull. Put this on.
Yeah, right?
That's going to pick the group up, baseball,
oh, is
anything.
That going to work? Because I'll use it more on the show.
Every 10 minutes. Da, 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 da.
I always get that confused, though, trying to do the thing. I always get the letters wrong.
Yeah.
YMCA?
It's really not that hard.
No,
Y, do the Y.
Four,
do the
four,
Y.
M,
then the M.
M.
Then what's the C?
The C is this.
Oh, okay.
Right? And then do the A for me.
You need more caffeine.
I don't know. Is that okay?
That's it.
Wow.
That is a lot to remember.
Jeez.
It is. We're with Eric Garter, Group Vice President, Greater Green Bay YMCA, and Emily Smith, Executive Director of Financial Development of the YMCA.
And you were talking about meeting people where they're at, and you look at the community where it's at, but we left when I just mentioned pickleball, and that's just been crazy. And then you talked about log rolling, too. Tell me a little bit about both those.
I'm going to let Eric talk about it.
Right. I've done that. I've done that. I was actually pretty good at that because I got a low center of gravity. I was pretty good at that. True story. Yeah.
I want photo evidence of this.
I got a video of it. I got it from an old TV story I did one time. I'll show you guys.
All right.
You guys will be so impressed.
How deep was the water? It could have been What?
Well, up to my knees, maybe.
Oh, or, all right. Yeah. I thought.
Yeah, I can talk to both those. First, I'll talk to pickleball, a much larger program than the log rolling offerings we have. But the pickleball, you know, our larger centers, our east side location and our west side location have it every morning and every afternoon of the week and then on the weekends. We do have a small offering at our Ferguson downtown location as well. But definitely a booming sport. We've seen that going on for the last 2 or 3 years and dedicated space for those individuals. We do see in the summertime, if the weather's good and the winds are low, they typically will do the outdoor courts. Right. And you've seen many of those pop up around the community, so they would prefer to play outside when they can. But anytime that wind is up or inclement weather or winter, of course, the gyms are
packed. And I don't know if this is what the life cycle is of that, if it's here to stay or if it's not, but do you still have racquetball?
We do.
We have a few racquetball courts throughout the association.
Because that was, oh my God, was that the thing?
Yep. We got one at Broadview, and we have a couple at Westside and
one downtown.
One downtown. Okay.
Two at Eastside.
All right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. My father keeps the racquetball courts alive. Yep.
Yeah, they still have a good following. It's just not like pickleball.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Tell me about the log rolling. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's more of a specialty program. We do have one log that we transport between centers, so they'll run special programming for, usually it's engagement, just something fun in the pool for adults, kids. We do have our lifeguards go through a special certification to teach people how to log roll, and I guess John can probably show us how it's done,
because
it's challenging.
Are there two people on there? Are you kind of fighting each other, or is it just one?
We've done one. We do one at a time. You can do two.
I think you both should get on the log together and see who
wins. I'm up for that challenge. I'm 100% up for that challenge. Look, Jim and I in a log rolling contest.
He'll knock me off because he said he's got a lower center. I don't think I'd last for long
like
with you.
Sounds like he's experienced.
I think we'll do the singles. So we'll see who lasts longer.
All right.
And then you can chase it with pickleball. Together.
Exactly.
All right. That I would do.
So do you guys actually work out at the Y, or is it one of those things where it's like, I got to get out of here. I'm going to go home and get on my treadmill or something? Or do you guys actually use it?
I actually don't. I told this to one of my colleagues. I don't own a single piece of workout equipment at my house. And she was shocked because I do. I like to work out.
Right.
But I am at Broadview Y every single morning.
Working out.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's half workout and half talking to members at this point. I'm a tried and true Broadview YMCA girl.
I just want to pick up on that a little bit. It's a social place too. A little bit. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember we went downtown, and it's like, well, I fixed this parking ticket. What are you going to do with Walmart? It's like too much socialization, but still, it is a great place. People are so friendly.
It's a family.
It's locals. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. So.
And I think that's part of that success you talked about earlier. Once we can create that engagement in a safe social environment for them, they're coming for that mental piece of it versus the physical piece. And I think one of the things
we were talking about a little bit earlier, though, and I don't know if we even stressed this enough, swimming is so important for young kids. Mm-hmm. You got to do it when you're really young. And the number of people that you guys have taught to swim in Northeast Wisconsin is astronomical, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I've heard this before, that we're the largest owner of water in Green Bay, like pool water. And I will say, like, this is the time, you know, get those kids into swim lessons and safety around water. There's so much water in northeastern Wisconsin, and you know, it's a lot more fun to get out in our lakes and streams if you feel confident that your kiddos and yourself can.
And you don't have to wait till you talk about 9, 10, 11, 12, whatever you're talking about. But you can start when they're less than a year old.
Yeah, we do preschool, parent, child. So as soon as they can get in that water with mom and dad to get comfortable and use it, and then
that's
progress
the key,
through
the comfortable part.
That's what I think. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I told you what swimming lessons were like for us in Nagani, right? When you're like 7 years old, you get on the school bus on a Saturday morning at the church, okay? They take you to Champion Beach, it was called, okay? The instructor would bring a lawn chair, she would sit there with a stack of magazines, read magazines, and smoke cigarettes all day while the older kids threw the young kids off the dock. True story. 100% true story. Yes.
And we have private swim lessons, too. If maybe your kiddo needs a little bit more support in the pool. I know my youngest, she needed that, and so we do that. The private swim too as well, and that's really helpful for a little extra pool time.
I'll bet.
Just thanks for bringing all this.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. The
community, and you also talk. We didn't even touch on the nutrition and some other things that you do for a healthy community. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's great that
we
so
talked about that a bunch last time. And we'll keep pumping that whenever you guys want.
Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of programs,
that's great.
Constant programs going on.
Always, always going.
Well, give yourself one last quick pitch. You got 1 minute. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
I think the one thing I wanted to mention, we talked about meeting the community where they're at and growing, and we've really expanded our adaptive programming. So we talk about those youth and adults with mental and cognitive disabilities. We have what we call full circle camps. We have full circle swimming lessons. And quite honestly, one of our largest growing program areas, and we've been able to build the staff to meet the community where that's at, but you see that quite a bit, that population demographic is in need of program support. There's just none out there, and the Y has kind of taken the lead on that in the last 2 years.
Phenomenal. That's fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, congratulations, you guys.
One more time. Yep.
GreaterGreenBayYMCA.org.
Okay, one more time?
GreaterGreenBayYMCA.org.
Or call Emily if they want to drop off a check.
Or just pop on in downtown. Come talk to us.
Outstanding. Right. Thanks very much. Eric Gorder, Emily Smith, they do a phenomenal job with the YMCA. Back after this.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Some state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would make it easier to bring election complaints to court if they're dismissed by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The Republican bill would make changes to the current state law, allowing anyone who appeals a commission decision to have legal standing to bring the complaint to court. The move comes after the Wisconsin Supreme Court dismissed a 2022 lawsuit challenging the use of a mobile voting van in Racine, ruling that the Racine County Republican Party Chair Kenneth Brown did not have legal standing to bring the suit. Three candidates have thrown their hats in the ring for the Green Bay City Council seat left vacant when Chris Weary of District 8 resigned for family health reasons. Weary is moving out of the district. So Jim Ritterbush, who ran against Weary for the seat in 2024, has applied. So has Brown County Board of Supervisors member Megan Borchardt and Mark Anderson. These three will present themselves to and answer questions from the City Council during its meeting Tuesday. The council will then vote on a replacement for who will serve until the spring 2026 election. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has reported over 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested during the spring hunting season. According to preliminary data from the agency, the statewide hunter success rate was about 22%, with nearly 230,000 turkey authorizations sold. The mark also represents the fifth time the state crossed the 50,000 turkey mark since the agency began managing the hunt back in 1983, and officials expect it to be one of the highest spring turkey harvests of any state in the country. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit warmer with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the show Young Sheldon, actor Lance Barber, and we'll talk about the amazing career and life of Michael J. Fox. We are going to light it like it's Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Wait, sure, you still presumed innocent, but since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right.
And that's why the Bell Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the NCASH bill. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined with UW Wisconsin Law School professor Aaron Barbato to talk about immigration processes. We dispel myths and give you the real scoop.
The Meg.
Summer, summer, summer.
Oh, yeah, it's a shot at $100 this morning and also a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation. It's the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, and here's John and Jim with all the details.
Hey, absolutely. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash, plus every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation.
All right, this hours. Keyword is lawn. L-A-W-N, lawn. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use a text button to send the keyword lawn for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
And this hour, you're playing for $100 cash. And the keyword again is lawn, L-A-W-N. You've got till 8 o'clock, so good luck with Jim and John, Mino and the mayor.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, welcome back. Kristen Ambrose, Point Mortgage Corporation in the house.
Hello. Good morning.
Okay, so you're going to be proud of me.
Will she be?
Did some? Yeah. I did some homework.
Oh, yes. Yes, this is good. And you, Yahoo Finances, the source is Freddie Mac, so all solid information.
Okay. So what I did, we were talking about that, like,
yeah.
We always talk about when I was getting out of college, interest rates were 14% to try to buy a house.
Sure.
So I found this thing on Freddie Mac. Okay. You got to read, that's too small writing. But show what some of the interest rates have. So, you know, people nowadays, oh, my God, the interest rates are so high.
Oh, gosh.
It's crazy. So go ahead and go through that if you don't mind, Kristen. I actually, from like when I was getting out of college till now, what the interest rates have been.
Yeah. Well, I'll start. I was born in 80, so I'll start there.
So was I.
Oh, yes.
I was reborn in 80.
16.83% was the highest interest rate. 16.83%. And the lowest was in 21. Down to 2.96. Right now, we're sitting right around 6.9 for the national average. So I would say that if you're looking at this graph, we're closer to the bottom than we are to the top.
Absolutely. But it just shows that, you know, so many years, you know, we just, it's almost like a anomaly when it was so low.
This graph is perfect, honestly, because it really, from, if you go to 2005, between 2005 and 2020, so 15 years, there's really only been maybe 5 to 10 on average in there that's been lower than where we're at now.
Right.
Otherwise, every other year in the last 45 years.
I think in 2006 when we built, it was 6. I think our interest rates were 6. Yep. So, I mean, you know, people are scary because, oh, my God, I can't buy a house. The interest rates are too high.
Right. And this is my 24th year writing loans.
Okay.
And rates, when I first started, rates were about 7.5.
Yep.
And then they came down, and no one ever thought they'd come down to where they did.
Right.
And then now they're back up, but we're still, like I said, we're still, first-time homebuyer rates are still in the low to mid-6s.
Right.
Remember that national average is not every single loan, every single product, but it's the average of what's going on. So you can still grab some loans that are lower than that, too. There are some options.
And it's just funny, because Jim, you'd get a kick out of this. Remember we talked one day about gas wars?
Oh, yeah.
And Todd doesn't remember the gas wars. He was too young. Yada, yada. But I was reading this one thing. I got to find the article where 1974, I believe it was 73 or 74. And the guy said, so I went to get gas, okay? And I could not believe it. It was 99 cents a gallon. For the love of God, I can only afford a couple of gallons to get it and drive home. Why in the world isn't gas 79 cents a gallon anymore?
Amazing. Right. Amazing.
Yeah.
I remember gas, the cheapest gas I ever remember as a kid growing up. 39 cents a gallon.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
39 cents.
Dang. That's low.
I do remember the 99 cent gas days.
Oh, I do too.
We hit those not that long ago.
99 well, for a little cents? While. Huh? But then
99
it, you know,
cents?
5 years ago, 4 years ago.
Well, yeah, but during crazy times or whatever. But I mean,
it wasn't standard. You're
no, right.
So back up to 3.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, those. I think those days are gone. What what is, I think, in interest rates, we talked to you, and you have such a variety of rates for veterans, for first-time home buyers, for refinancing, and interest is very important. And
it is.
But we still need to deliver more properties in this community. That's what's really driving prices up.
100%. And the other thing is yes, interest rate is low. I was texting with an agent and a client this morning, and they got an accepted offer over the weekend, and this one is a particularly a jumbo loan, which is anything over $5,000 right now. Mm-hmm. So, which is great, but that loan program is so specific. And if you think about the state of Wisconsin, how few jumbo loans there probably are, you need a really specific loan officer who understands that product in order to get it done. And you go shop 20 of them, somebody's going to give you a low rate, but they probably can't even take you to the closing table on time because they have no idea how to do that particular loan program. So it's crucial to have the right person, as well as it is to have the best interest rate you can offer. If you're working in a competitive space, you're good.
Go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
Okay, and you understand the jumbo loan?
Yes.
And I think this community's...
I don't, to be honest with you.
But I think this community's got to get more comfortable with an $800,000 mortgage because we've passed these million-dollar homes, and it's really been in the last 2-3 years. I don't think we're building them. They're there. They just assess so much higher, right?
And they're not going anywhere.
No, they're not. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that I can't believe you live in a million-dollar house. Well, it's really not, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a mansion.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's good that you know that mindset. Because I think there's going to be more and more of those on the market.
Right, yeah. So there's so much that goes into a jumbo loan, for example. It's not just here's my credit score, and put 25% down, what's my rate? I need to know how many reserves you have.
Right.
Which is the money that you have after you put your down payment, because now the lender's taking a huge risk on you. They're borrowing you a lot of money. They want to really make sure that risk is minimized. So the more money you have, the more reserves you have, the better the interest rate. So it's not just about credit score and down payment. You have to go into another factor of that.
And you can't blame the bank. That's a lot of money.
Yep.
Right? And that's three
for one houses. Person.
And, right. Mm-hmm. For one person, that's a lot of risk. And you want to make sure that they have some backup on that.
Well, and we've talked about this with young people, about little things with your credit score that could hurt you. Like I'm always not late with my Spectrum bill or whatever, but like something like that, if somebody lets that lapse, can that actually affect you?
Here's the deal with that. And we just had this conversation. So it's a great point because so many times I'll run into younger people and they'll be in college and be like, well, my cell phone company made me mad, so I didn't pay the bill. Or, Time Warner Cable is always a huge one, my cable company, whatever. And it's like they're not going to report you good, but they're going to turn you into collections when it's bad. So you're going to get hit with the bad right away. You're not going to catch any of the good on those because they're not reported. So those types of things, if you don't pay them, you're only hurting yourself.
Yeah.
So pay them and work it out after the fact. And with that too, credit score is so big because we're running into it a lot. It's kind of newer to our market. And that's nationally, but you used to have a 680 credit score. That was a really good credit score. The max credit score is now 850. 680 isn't cutting it anymore. Wow. 720 is hardly cutting it.
Wow.
Which means if you have can you get a loan with 10, 20% down under 720? Yeah, if you have closer to that 20%+ down. But if you have a 680 score and you're trying to do 3-5% down on a conventional loan, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are pushing back and they're not accepting them. Which means FHA is going to come back in loop. VA is really coming back around. Their sellers are not able to just say, hey, I don't want your government loan financing. Just figure out conventional. We're not taking it. Things are changing in that. And so, and that's probably in the last 4 to 6 weeks, us as lenders are really coming around on that.
And that's interesting. We're with Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage Corporation. And your podcast again?
Always on point.
Always. I knew that.
Yeah.
Always
Thank
on
you.
Point. But.
Yeah.
You don't have to make a lot of money to have a good credit score.
No, you don't
and
have to make
And I think that's important
good,
that people know
make a lot
that.
Of money
you
at
can
all.
Be...
Yeah. So I'll give you a perfect example. My daughter, she's 19. She's just getting started. You know what I mean? She doesn't make great money. She's saving every little bit she can. And we started with a secured credit card at her bank. And we had her put $300 on it. And it's $300. So what they did is they transferred it from her savings to the secured credit card. So she's only borrowing her own money. She can't get in trouble. And then what she did was she paid it back she'd put a tank of gas on and then pay it back. One of the little tricks of the trade that's kind of an unwritten rule is 30% of the balance. So you just use 30% of, not of the balance, but of the limit. So you use 30% of the limit. Okay. Don't go over that. But while you're building credit, don't pay it off in full either, because the credit bureau has to see that revolving movement. It's got to know that you have it out there. If you pay it off, it just reads it as nothing. But if you leave a little bit on there, it'll read it as, okay, she's managing her credit really well. So in this case, you know, she wouldn't put more than like 30 or 40 bucks on it just to be safe. She'd pay it down. She'd only leave $10 on it. So the interest she was paying was super minimal.
Right.
And she's got over a 720 score right now as a 19-year-old. We did not put her on any of our cards. Like, I was super particular about that. I'm like, you have to, as like an authorized user, it's your credit. You have to earn it. And when you earn it, you are not going to let anyone hurt it.
So you're like shaping your own score.
Right. Yeah. You absolutely can shape your own score. I've worked with clients over that so often in the last 20 years.
She's not making 100 grand. I mean, she's a young kid. I think that's a really good point, though. I think people think, well, credit scores, and some people might think it doesn't matter when you're 19, but it's going to matter to her pretty quick because she's going to want to buy a car or a house or something someday.
So. And as much as I love and respect Dave Ramsey on so many levels, the cash is king in mortgage world does not work, because when you, like you just said, when you pay cash for everything, I don't know as a lender if you've paid Time Warner on time, if you paid Verizon on time, maybe you paid 6 months late, but it didn't go to collections yet, so it's not showing up. I don't know. So I automatically assume you don't pay your bills, because that's the risk I have to take.
How do they get access to all of your records like that? That's a little scary.
What do you mean?
Just as far as like if you're paying your bills, or like how do people know if you paid your Spectrum bill or whatever when you go for a loan? How do they access all that?
It'll show up. So your Spectrum.
I mean, you'd think they'd be more private, wouldn't it?
They're the ones that are reporting it negative. Oh. So that's how we know. Otherwise, we would never know. If it's a month or two late, they're never going to report you negative. Mm-hmm. But if you call and dispute.
Right.
A dispute is a negative on your credit. So if you call and say, I'm not paying this bill, and they're like, John Minor, are you disputing this? Yes, I am. Okay, click a button, credit hit.
I would never dispute anything in the world.
Never, ever, ever.
Never have.
Where are you? I'm coming over.
That's right. But yeah, you make the point that needs to be really understood is that you don't have to make a lot of money to have a good credit score. Right. You don't
at
all.
That's a really great point, but I love what you're doing with your daughter. What a great idea that is.
Yeah.
And she
calls me now and she's so excited. Because she's earning it herself.
Right.
She's so excited. She's like, nobody. She's on it like a hawk. It's awesome to see.
And I just want to pick up on that. As long as you kind of manage it a little bit, but because kids' credit cards are, free money.
Yeah.
You've taught her well. And I hope that's a podcast of yours, because I think that's terrific.
Yeah. We've talked about it a little bit. And
get her on.
Season two is coming up here. We're going to start recording those soon. And that is definitely when we're doing. She's happy and excited and eager to talk about it, because she wants to share it with a lot of people.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Michael, you, of course, in the hospitality business and buying and selling properties and all these kind of things. Yeah. It's a crazy world out there, isn't it?
It is. And I was going to ask Kristen. I mean, so for our side, we were talking before we came back on the air. For secondary home buyers now, if they've got their primary residence, are there any special programs for people who are looking to invest and say, I'm going to buy a vacation rental in Door County? Do they have, are there programs for like the secondary home buyers, or is it mostly... It's the traditional loan.
It is. I get asked this question a lot.
Yeah.
And right now, you can do second homes. You have to. So the difference between a second home and an investment property is you have to have the intention of living in it at least 180 days of the year. Then it can be a second home. If you don't have any intentions
of investment.
Yeah. When you don't have any intention of living in it, that's an investment property. It is considered mortgage fraud if you do it the other way. So I just like to, because if you get busted on that.
That's really good to know.
Yeah, if you get busted on it, because people are like, well, I want the lower interest rate on the second
Michael
home.
Michael has to leave real quick.
I'll be right back. I got to go call my attorney.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. You stick around. We got a lot more to talk about back after this.
Thank you.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Hey, Jeff, have you checked out Pickle and Bags in Oshkosh yet?
No, what's that, Johnny?
Oh, it's an awesome place. 4 indoor pickleball courts that can be booked 24/7, plus leagues, tournaments, private and group lessons for all skill levels.
Okay, that sounds like a party place.
Oh, it is, and it's not just for pickleball. They have the most dynamic venue in the valley with a full bar so you can host corporate outings, birthday and retirement parties, live bands, even weddings.
I could throw a party there and play pickleball all day?
Absolutely. Check it all out at pickleandbags.com or on Facebook.
Drop what you're doing because Appleton has a whole week of fun just for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you can enjoy an entire week of live local musician performances thanks to the 13th annual Appleton Street Music Week, June 9th through 13th from noon till 1. These musicians are donating their time to raise money to help support and elevate the community. And if you want to be involved, go to WISS.FM and click events.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come on, the mayor here. Good looking Friday, or Monday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. And once again, we want to try to win stuff for you. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance with a pair of Brewer Club level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into a grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation.
And this hour's keyword is lawn, L-A-W-N, lawn. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google's Play Stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use a text button to send in the keyword lawn for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
You've got 7 minutes. You've got till 8 o'clock to get that in. You're playing for $100 cash this hour. Another chance to win coming up later on this morning after 11 o'clock with Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. Now back to Mino and the Mayor.
And by the way, the Brewers will be in action tonight, 6:05 on WISS, coming out of a tough loss yesterday. Michael Friedman, you saw that one, huh?
Yeah, I listened to the game on my way up from Chicago. It was a no-hitter until like the seventh inning. Both teams.
I did not catch it because we were at the races.
They just couldn't get anybody across.
No. They've struggled a little bit offensively here and there. So
yeah. Well, Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Jim, you had a really great point we're talking about during the break.
Well, we're just talking about credit scores, how important those are, and at 19 years old or at 89 years old. But I want to talk about
the products that you offer.
Yeah.
We have over 100 different products.
Yes.
And when should someone come and see you? Like, we're looking, I'm not saying where, if someone's looking for a house.
Yeah. So one of the best times to start is not the weekend after you have an accepted offer. Typically, it's the week before. But no, if you're even starting to think that you want to look in the next couple months, start now.
Right.
Get a hold of them now, because if there is something on your credit that's not yours that we have to clean up, or if we run the numbers and you're like, okay, I just need to save a little bit more money. Otherwise, you're constantly chasing it. In the reverse, there's a lot of people who will come see me who will be like, can we just look at this? I want to know. And they're shocked at how much better off they are than they thought. Because in their head, they didn't realize, oh, wait, I've got, I check all the boxes. I can buy a house. Well, why wait another year paying rent if I can own now? And the market, it's a very interesting market right now, because it's where it's not really a seller's market. It's not really a buyer's market. Right. They're kind of playing tug of war right now. And so it's interesting, because about 50% of our offers right now have home inspections, financing contingencies, things like that. So the
which is a big change from a couple of years ago.
And buyers are really kind of putting their foot down going, I'll put 10 offers in, one of them's going to accept my inspection. And if it's not your house, that's okay. I'll move on, because I'm no longer taking on your junk. You know, because for years there were a lot of buyers who were buying who had no clue what they were buying, because sellers were like, I'm not accepting your offer without an inspection.
And I think a couple of wake-up calls to that, but one is just the terrible stories that came out of that. You know, people going in with a mortgage up their eyeballs, and then they have something that's, you know, 10, 15 grand, that doesn't mean they lose a house.
Well, another thing, though, too, that I saw in real estate was terrible, with some of the flips that were done that weren't really professionally done, and they'd have, like, a really bad foundation and put up drywall over those foundations.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you know, it's springtime and everything, and all of a sudden their walls are soggy.
Yeah.
I mean, those kind of things. And then those poor young people that bought those houses, it's like, holy crap, what do I do now?
Well, we even bought a house. It's a rental, but when we bought a house, within 2 months of living there, or having a renter there, the basement water was backing up from the wash machine. We were like, what the heck? Yeah. Come to find out, there was a root in the front, an old cast iron. So we had to dig the basement up. We had to have, you know, PVC put in, all that. $6,500. So,
was it the city's fault, the root?
It's tree? All the city's fault.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Kristen, I think it is.
Got a text here.
Kristen, how accurate are apps like Credit Karma?
Yeah, we were just talking about that. So they used to be not accurate at all. They are, the longer they're out there, the more accurate they get. They are becoming more and more accurate. They're not, it's not like doing a hard pull and seeing exactly what's out there. However, where they're really good is if they all of a sudden start to fall a little bit, you can catch it right away and figure out, did I miss a payment by accident? Did somebody pull my credit when they shouldn't have? You know, those types of things, because there's a lot of people out there who will just pull credit randomly with or without. You might check a box and not realizing you gave them permission, and all of a sudden they got your credit and they're calling you and all kinds of things. So it's really good to monitor it. It's not written in stone, but it is a good monitoring system. So, yeah.
All right. So to see you is something when we're thinking of buying a house, stop in. It doesn't bother you, even if, they're not gonna, they don't have to have an order. They don't have to say, look, I bought this to do all this work.
Call us, we'll set up an appointment, we'll talk to you over the phone, set up an appointment. Does not cost anything. It's just a matter, and we'll work with people. I always say there's no credit we won't work with, because even if you have a 620 score right now and you really want to buy, we'll give you all the tips and tricks we can to get you there. We'll determine a timeline that works for you. Budgeting, okay, you need a couple months, this and that. That way you go into it really feeling comfortable and know. I also have a First-Time Homebuyers of Wisconsin Facebook page that is good for first-time homebuyers who just don't know where to start. It doesn't have to be first-time homebuyers, but just anyone who's looking for understanding or more without pressure of, come see me tomorrow. Yeah, I'm not selling on it. I want to educate on it.
One last quick thing. There used to be a thing that if you declare bankruptcy, it was like 5 years or something before you ever, is that still a...
Yeah, so bankruptcies are 2 years for government loans, 4 years for conventional loans. Oh. So, I mean, it's not the end of the world. VA is 1 year. So it's not the end of the world. That's where, you know, a lot of people maybe had medical bankruptcy, maybe you lost a job, maybe you had a divorce. Like, bad things happen to good people. And I am never going to sit down and be like, this person sucks. Nope. You know what I mean? It's okay, this happened to you. Let's fix it. No judgment zone.
And sometimes it all happens at once.
And it does. And it's hard. And you just need somebody to tell you it's going to be okay.
And you mentioned the medical thing. I've seen that numerous times.
Oh my gosh. Medical is horrible.
So anybody ever come to you and you say you need 20% down? He goes, and where are you getting that 20%? Oh, my pony's coming in.
Yes.
I got a big card game coming up.
Yep,
no, I know you got to have good credit.
Professional talk gambler.
Kristen Ambos, tell everybody where they can find you on your podcast.
You can find me always on point on any of the podcast stations.
You do a great job.
You make it
so down to earth.
Yeah, love it.
Good. I'm glad.
That's if your hubby ever needs a fill-in driver for the off-road racing,
yeah, let him know he's got a backup.
Yeah, okay.
We'll get Mino in the car.
Yeah, I think I'd be great at that, boy. Don't you?
I don't know about
think
that.
About it.
That and swimming.
All right.
That and swimming.
And log rolling. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. She is
so
awesome. Back after this. Play the guitar on the MTV.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Los Angeles facing 3 days of clashes with protesters and demonstrations against ICE immigration raids. ABC's Matt Gutman was in downtown for the unrest.
Just moments ago, there's some projectiles being thrown. Just moments ago, a motorcycle seemed to try to break through the police skirmish line. And now you can hear all those flashbangs going off. Police are trying to push those protesters back.
Mayor Karen Bass and Governor Gavin Newsom both saying they did not request the National Guard. It was the first time since 1965 the National Guard was deployed by a president against the wishes of a governor. Scores of scientists have signed a letter called the Bethesda Declaration, challenging Trump policies they say are meant to undermine National Institutes of Health missions, waste public resources, and harm the health of Americans and people around the globe. Warner Brothers and Discovery announcing this morning they will be splitting off into two public companies by next year. This is ABC News.